This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. I want to return to what I mentioned in our last visit. We reflected on Isaiah 55:8-9, which says that God's word that goes out from his mouth will not return to him empty, but will accomplish what he desires and achieve the purpose for which he sent it. I pointed out that to understand God's thoughts and ways will take more than natural revelation. It takes special revelation. I concluded by sharing that this is precisely why I produced this program, so that you might get the message in God's Word. It is God's Word that makes you wise unto salvation. It is also useful and necessary for equipping us for every good work. This happens when God's servants use it in their teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, 2 Timothy 3:15-16. Paul warns Timothy and all true servants to preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. 2 Timothy 4:2-4. Preach God's word, teach God's word, rebuke, correct, and train others in righteousness. That is the responsibility of God's servants. To study God's word and apply it to our own hearts is the responsibility of every Christian. When we do that, God will accomplish in and through us all he sent his word to accomplish. To review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.